Our play-by-play guy, Mike Keith, did an interview with you a few weeks back, and he said that you do prefer to be called Nudie, right?
Yes, sir.
And what's the origin behind that again? I'm sorry, you've told this story a million times. But.
When I was a baby, my dad said he used to walk around the hospital saying, "This is my Nudie baby." And ever since then, the name just stuck with me all the way through my life.
And so your coaches at Alabama, most everybody calls you that then?
Yes, sir, everybody called me Nudie. Even Coach Saban called me Nudie.
And speaking of him, you played collegiately at Alabama for him, and excuse me, coming for a big-time program like that, how much did that help prepare you for this level?
I mean, it prepared me a lot. Things that we do now on this team, we did the same thing at Alabama, so it helped me get prepared both mentally and physically for this phase of my life.
And you were picked in the fourth round by the Titans back in the spring, and everybody's scratching their head going, wow, he took a fullback. And a lot of people say that that's a dinosaur getting to extinction type position. I'd say you would probably have an argument for that, wouldn't you?
Yes. When they first brought me in, I wasn't a typical fullback. I was just a guy who can move around and cause mismatches on defense. So, but now I'm just a traditional fullback and just playing my role like coach want me to play.
But your versatility, I mean, you did more than that at Alabama. You played H-back. You did all kinds of things there, and I think that's one of the things that attracted the Titans to your attributes and talents.
Yeah, that was the big thing. They seen that I can move around and play a lot of different spots. So, and plus, Coach Kroon loved me coming out of college. So he said he wanted me back every time he used to see me, like at the combine or either at Alabama at the pro day. He said he wanted me back.
And you took the words right out of my mouth. You must have read my mind, because what's it like playing for a guy that is so big in history in that program, probably one of Bear Bryant's favorite players, being your position coach?
I mean, it's big because he's just like my coach from college and my coach from high school. He preaches the details, and he want it done that way. So he's tough, but he just know he loves you, and he wants you to do everything right.
He has your best interest at heart.
Yes, sir. Always.
Give me an example of something he's taught you in your rookie season that has transformed your game into where it's going.
I mean, the biggest thing is just paying attention to details. I mean, the small thing it's the smaller thing that can get you beat. That's the thing he preaches the most, and he expects you to do everything right, exactly how he told you to do it. So that's the biggest thing that I got from Coach.
And late last Sunday, your number was called. You scored the go-ahead score against the Oakland Raiders here in town. Did you keep the ball?
No, I didn't keep the ball. I'm just used to getting the ball back to the referee. Just playing for Alabama, when you score a touchdown, you get a ball to the official. That's the big thing. Coach Byrne preached to Alabama.
Had to be exciting, though, getting your first career touchdown in the NFL, right?
Actually, that's my second, but that was my first.
That's right. That's
my first receiving touchdown.
There you go. And to get it from Marcus, talk about your quarterback.
I love our quarterback. I mean, he's a guy who comes out, works hard every day, and everybody just follows him.
And your goals for the rest of this season, and as far as what you want to do, where you want to improve, how you want to be involved in the game plan?
I'm just going to keep playing my role, and if they call my number, just be ready. I mean, that's the biggest thing that I'm focused on, and working on getting my weight down to a reasonable weight. Hopefully, I get in the offseason, I'm going to try to get down to like 240, 245, and hopefully come in next year and be more part of this offense.
Justin Nudie.